judges. Today is 29 April, 68. Oh boy, it has been another hell of a week. However, about an hour or so ago, I had a call from the big R, Ruthie, and this is a verbal confirmation, but I will get my 9th grade come May 11th. How about that? It'll probably be effective on the 12th. But nevertheless, I still don't quite understand how they did it, but all she said to me was, Myra Brandon, this is the woman down at CTO in Seoul, found a loophole, and of course there's always one if you look hard enough for it. So I'm going to get my GS9 rating. That's the best news I've had all week. Of course, I don't know, I guess this comes to about $800 or $900 more a year. And this is the only advantage of going to RC1 that I can see. And of course, it helps because I'm not too excited about going. In fact, it's very hard for me leaving this week. I've got 10,000 things yet to do. But nevertheless, I was very pleased about this. Ruth is delighted. I think she was pushing very hard to get this. Well, it wasn't a promise, but I'm just lucky that just because Ruth had said to me last year when I first came that I was doing a good job and she would try her best to upgrade me whenever possible. Well, part of it has been her full support. Without it, I wouldn't have moved anywhere. But some of it has been my own aggressiveness. As you know, I have a loud mouth, and I question a lot of things, and I have been most fortunate again. Anyway, I'm trying to, I don't know of anyone who has gone from a 5 to a 9 in 18 months, and I'll be a 9 step 2. I don't think Ruth is aware of that, but they've got to make me step 2 because I'm an 8 step 2 now. Anyway, that is quite a jump. It's almost doubled my salary since I came to Korea because you have to figure in these differentials and, you know, plus the fact, of course, we get another raise this July. So you have a verbal confirmation on it. I'll believe it when I see it in writing, and not before then. And I'm about worn out already, and I haven't even started yet. Let's see, keeping in trend with this rating. You had mentioned in your letter, you said congratulations on your 9. Well, I hadn't received it yet. That was just telling you there was a possibility of getting it. And of course now, it's pretty definite. So you were right, even though you were early. Let's see, today is Monday, and this Friday, the 3rd, I don't know whether the morning or the afternoon portion of the day, I will move to RC1. I've been all over this division. And Saturday, Mike Kuhn came down, and she is going to take over the club, and it's in the process of changing. So much involved, just all the property has been signed over to her, because I have to go to RC1 and do this all over again next week. So that it's double for me, because I'm the one making the change. Plus, Diane came down last week, and today was the first day that all three of us were in the club at any one time. It makes it difficult because you're still club director, and people are calling you for different things, and different problems, situations come up, and you don't feel, at least I don't feel, I should make the decision because it isn't my club, then what affects the club in the future should be up to my company to decide. And this makes it very hard. It makes it hard for the people calling, too, because they have worked with you, and they know you, and so it's just a transit period that would smooth out as long as I get out of the picture, you know, as long as I'm on the company. That's kind of hard because I am and I'm not all at the same time. So, and today I was down there from about 9 this morning to about 3, and then just when I came home, Ruth called me about the promotion, and I'll probably have to go down in another 2 hours and get ready for bingo tonight. So it makes it a long day. And I got some more foot lockers, so I think day work tomorrow, but whatever, I'll start to pack. The only thing I pack is my turntable. Maybe tonight I might start packing these stereo pieces. I'm not sure, but I can make it a tape because I have a portable one here. Portable tape recorder. Not like yours, but a larger one. However, I think the next few days are going to be hectic. I do think I have the weekend off, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 3rd, 4th, and 5th. So I may not get a chance until then to get the tape off to you. What else? I hadn't planned to make you a tape today, because I don't have that much news, Duchess. I really don't. Outside of working, oh, I have been sunbathing. That's another big pastime the last few days. Any time that I've had, I'm working a lot of split shifts. So in the afternoon, I have my lounge chair, one of these patio chairs that I bought last year. I put that out in the yard here, and I have a very good tan, very nice. And I've only been out there about 3 or 4 times. Like this afternoon, I was just out there for about an hour. I have a feeling I may not get the opportunity sunbathe too much this summer, so I might. I'm trying to get as much sun now as I possibly can. There is a pool near RC1, just across the road. I don't know if I have much of an opportunity to use it, but you should see me now, right now, because I'm quite brown. It doesn't take long, you know? Plus that, I thought I had a cold, or I think I did have a very slight cold. Vitamin D, because I need it. Let's see. I had a couple of letters from you. In fact, I had one last night. And I'm really concerned about the strike. The only thing I'm concerned about is that you won't, or you'll hesitate to use the money if you need it. Please, don't do that. This could be a drawn-out thing. No reason for you to have bills that aren't paid. And don't worry about paying it back. I just want you to have a free mind about living through this strike. Because, you know, worrying isn't going to do anything for you. It could depress you. I know it's easy for me to say that, but money is there. If you need it, use it. Whenever the strike is over and it's time to go back to work, you do that. Until such time, you know, this is rough again because really it's only your first year in the home. And, a lot of things still aren't paid off. So please don't worry about the strike money-wise. I know you'd like it settled. I would, too. We keep pretty close tabs on it. There's always an article in the Stars and Stripes. And, of course, it's 2 days late. If you get it on the radio, you get more up-to-date news. But the Stars and Stripes is good, except it's late. And I do keep with the news when I get a chance to read the paper, that is. I try to do that in the morning. Oh, and another thing, Mike has a little dog, a little Korean dog, and her name is Dammit. Isn't that a strange name for a dog? All you hear is, Dammit, come here. Dammit, where are you? So that's an addition to the hooch. And in fact, the whole hooch is so much different now than it was last week. Here I was over a month by myself, and now I have two other girls, Mike Kuhn, Diane Smith, plus the little dog, and of course the maid, who is here every day, except for Sunday, and myself. That's a big change. You know, because I was spoiled, and of course I'm contented to live alone. I don't get upset like some people do, but I had the freedom of the bathroom, the kitchen, I made noise when I wanted to, that type thing. It makes a big difference when you have other people in the house. I'm not used to other noises, and this is another adjustment. I'll have to make the RC1 because I think there are, I don't know, 8 or 9 women over there. In fact, they don't even have a stove over there. I just learned that. So I may buy one of these small electric, what do you call it? Oh, you know, one of those little electric stoves. Not a stove. It's just a heater. Electric heater, I guess you call it. Anyway, we'll see. I'm not going to do anything until I get over there and see what the situation is. Basically, I think it'll be a lot cheaper, only because they don't have the club dues that we have here, for one. And the maid rates are probably the same for the maids. I'm not sure yet. I'll learn all this in due time. I think this tape is running out on this end, so I'll flip it over and meet you on the other side. That's a lie. This tape isn't running out yet. It happens to be a longer one. Of course it's longer. That's because I have nothing to say this time, right? Some of them are shorter, and I thought I had it down pretty well timed. This one has another foot or so. I had another note from Mother, just a few lines. I have to send that woman some stationery. She writes me on what I would call almost tissue paper. You can see through it. And she writes both sides of one very small, tiny sheet, and I can hardly read it. Oh, Dutch, just turn this over now. This time I will meet you on the other side.